The stay-at-home orders that have closed schools and most businesses across the islands will remain in place at least through the end of the month. It's unclear when conditions will allow the resumption of normal economic activity, but some local experts have outlined a plan for how that might be achieved, even before a vaccine for COVID-19 is developed. When it comes to Hawaii's economy, you have to think about it in two categories: tourism and everything else. University of Hawaii economist Sumner LaCroix says those two groups present an unequal challenge.
The tourism economy is harder.
That's because tourism relies on people coming to Hawaii from all over the world, and most of those places are also grappling with the novel coronavirus. Tourism generates around 23% of local economic activity. LaCroix says that's a big hit, but there's also a silver lining.
That's a huge chunk, and if that 23% isn't operating, it will look somewhat like depression here. On the flip side, there's a lot to be said to get the other 77% of the economy up and running.
LaCroix recently developed a framework for how we could do that. His co-author was Tim Brown, an infectious disease and behavioral epidemiology expert at the East-West Center.
The lockdown prevents virus transmission, but it does not produce immunity in the community.
The problem facing regulators is how do you restart some economic activity while still limiting the spread of the virus? Brown says it can be done.
We have to have much more extensive testing capability, and we need to have the ability to do contact tracing in a very aggressive fashion.
Contact tracing is when public health investigators track down every person with whom an infected individual has come into close contact. Authorities can then contact those people and direct them to isolate or test them for the virus. The State Department of Health is training medical school residents and nursing students to increase its tracing capacity. An effective testing and tracing program could allow the resumption of non-tourism economic activity, which, remember, is almost 80% of Hawaii's economy, according to Sumner LaCroix.
That economic activity comes via University of Hawaii, it comes via the schools, it comes from people getting medical care, it comes from people going to restaurants.
But Tim Brown says anything involving large groups of people will likely be on hold for the foreseeable future.
That would include things like movie theaters, sports games, anything that gathers a large group of people in a relatively enclosed space, unless you could find some way basically to guarantee that people were maintaining their distance in those settings.
Brown says, even if we are able to relax the lockdown, everyone will still need to practice social distancing. He cites Hong Kong, which has allowed restaurants to reopen but imposed limits on the number of diners who can be present at one time. Maintaining those kind of social distancing measures would allow for some economic activity while still limiting the spread of the virus. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.